Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
So welcome, Sister Vedanti, to this program, Seeing Into Being. It's lovely that you can join, and we count on you to give us an experience of golden age. And I know you must have had many, many, many experiences in your life, in your Brahmin life. But can you tell us a little bit of your experiences, your most wonderful experiences of golden age, either in trance, in meditation, in dreams? So what are some of your best experiences of golden age?
This is a very good question. When I came in knowledge before that, literally I was a devotee of Ram and Krishna and Lakshmi and Narayan and all Radha and Krishna. So I had an extreme love for all these deities. And when I understood this knowledge, then it clear for me that one day I will be myself deity. So you see, it was a good experience from the beginning that whenever any exhibition, they decorate Lakshmi and Narayan and we have to explain to people. So when there is a time when I'm alone in the center, I just open the bag of this old dress of Lakshmi and Narayan and I try to decorate myself and I sit front of mirror and I try to vision of my future that one day I will be Narayan. Actually, I like more Narayan than Lakshmi. So I was decorating myself as a Narayan fully with the dress and sitting front of mirror, nobody in the center, I'm alone. And I was doing commentary with my own self that, wow, Baba is wonderful. Baba has come to make my future and my future will be like this. And then in that experience, after some time, I just start to walk a little bit in the hall. And I feel that I'm just walking on the big, big, nice, first-class road of this golden age and enjoying and very nice, big, big garden. And I'm enjoying this, all the flowers and all the greenery. And I just turn myself that in golden age, everything will be wonderful and let me do very nice effort in these conferences. Let me remember more and more Baba, so all my negativity, all my vices, and all my whatever negativity is staying in corner of my soul, let it come out with the power of yoga. So that way I was doing experiment of yoga with the vision of golden age. And that was giving me so much happiness and strength. And that was just, I was doing very nice effort in the beginning for my future. And, that is the seed in my, this Brahmin life.
Thank you, Vedanti Ben. How is Golden Age present in your Brahmin life now? How much do you think about Golden Age now? And what is the importance for you to keep reminding you of these experiences that you had in the past?
You see that I understood very well that when we will be in golden age, we will not think about golden age because no comparison of golden age and iron age. So I know very well that I have to compare this both thing now in this confluence age. And I start to compare that iron age is, you know, how this world is today. And I'm so lucky that Baba has selected me, so I'm in confluence age. And Baba is my companion. So I just churn more and more and more that what a wonderful, wonderful fortune I'm getting from Baba. What my wonderful future will be. So you see that as much I remember Baba, that similar I remember golden age. From the morning when I come out from my bed, I put my footstep on the floor. I just start to think that I'm a princess. You know, I know that I'm a Brahmin. But I give intoxication to myself that I'm a princess and I'm going to Baba's room in Amrutvela to get power for my perfection. Then I want to become 16 degrees celestial. And this way just I churn and I give intoxication to myself and the Atta Amrut Vela. And when I go, even a small room or even a small bathroom or whatever, but I think that, I compare that, now this is a little small thing, you know, where I'm staying, but in Golden Age it will be big palaces and a big mountain and all the facility will be there and health will be fine and the wealth will be and happiness, everything will be there. So, you know, I give intoxication in my churning. And that I keep when I go to eat, for my breakfast, for the class, when I listen Murli, I underline that what Baba said about Golden Age or what point I remember to do my effort for Golden Age. And then the whole day, wherever I go, whoever I meet, you know, I give them also intoxication that this knowledge is for to make our future divine and royal. And sometimes people see my badge and they ask, what is this? I say, oh, this is my aim and object of life. They say, they are deity. I say, no, they are not deity. They are my aim and object, divine men and women. And I want to become like that. So that way, you know, I give intoxication to other people also. So this is my main effort, even in confluences, with the remembrance of Baba. The same time, I remember that I have to be in Golden Age, in my perfect stage.
Wow, this is very inspiring, Sister Venanti. And I know you've been blessed with getting many experiences with Baba in trance. For many of us, we don't have trance, but we have only posters sometimes for the Golden Age. And we look at those posters and it seems like it's going to be beautiful. But many didn't receive very, very clear vision. Can you describe some aspect of the Golden Age that you find very, very attractive for you? What do you see in your visions or in your experiences of Golden Age? What do you see that really attracts you, that you find very, very, very beautiful and attractive?
Yeah. You see that, in this world, when we see from morning to night, whatever our observation, in every aspect problem, many type of problem, it's problem with body, problem in thinking, problem in family, problem in society, problem in business, problem in workplace, problem in weather, all the problem in country, you know, variety, everywhere is a problem word. So you see that for me, Golden Age is a great attraction that world will be no problem world. Not a single problem will be there. There will be no sickness, no medicine, no doctors, no hospital. It's wonderful. There is no thieves, so there is no jail. There will be no doors in the palaces. Why we need doors even? Because there will be no worry, no need to close, no need to open. It's just wonderful palaces and you see that there will be no negativity, no impurity. All pure lives and husband and wife see each other with very divine vision. So, you know, that all that this wonderful thing, you know, I churn and I experience that. And of course, you know, I have some experiences in trance also where I can see very nice Golden Age. And sometime, you know, when I go to offer book to Baba, Baba create a wonderful scene of Golden Age also. And even whatever I explain you now, maybe it's not in a word from my mouth, because it's unlimited achievement, unlimited facility, unlimited weather, everything we can't think even now in this confluence age. Even this world, whatever we're seeing all around, or sometime very good sightseeing place or whatever, we say, oh, good mountain or good river or good ocean or good this, good that. But in comparison of Golden Age, this world, nothing is good because not good vibration around. But in Golden Age, purity all around, even bird, even animal, even five element, purity all around. And I think it's above our imagination. But of course, we have to prepare ourselves that we will be really, really, really like a relaxed angel in Golden Age, where all the positivity will be there, natural beauty, no need to do much decoration, or no need to do any artificial anything. It's natural gift, because five element perfect, and weather perfect, and everything perfect, and well, that world is an unexpected world, but we have to create a vision for that. And yeah, of course, I have seen many times that golden age world in vision also. And practically, sometimes, you know, we create some function in Madhuban also, where we create this hall. And sometimes when we create exhibitions, there we create. And in the path of devotion, people imagine that this is all this path of devotion, and they believe in that. But now we believe that one day we will be in that golden age, and we will be deity. So I think that all Brahmin family have to concentrate on that, and they have to create that vision. And I think each center should create something where people can come and get that vision. That's just what I'm thinking. And I think that we need now to do, because confluence age is not much time remaining, and if we will not in that consciousness, then I think it will be not real happiness we'll enjoy in confluence age, because golden age we will not remember anything of confluence age. Yeah. So in confluence age we need to remember golden age, sin scenery and all the facility and all happiness. So that's just my journey.
It's not just your churning, Sister Vedanti. It feels you are already seated in golden age talking to us now. It seems you're already experiencing it now. So we feel we're calling a deity in golden age, telling us what she sees around her. So congratulations. It's already happening for you. A question I have for you, Vedanti Ben, is you just mentioned that confluence age, there isn't much time left, and We have been told for so many years, golden age is coming, golden age is coming, golden age is coming, but it's not coming yet. And sometimes Do you wonder, how is it really going to happen? How is it possible really for this world to change into what you described as a beautiful golden age? Tell us about your thinking in the process from seeing into being. How is this going to happen? And is it going to really happen soon?
Of course, because you see that we want to become deity, so we have to create that vision seeing. So what we seeing with this, our two eyes all around, is not real. And we have to open our third eye of wisdom, and we have to start seeing it. We have to create that all around us. And when we create it, Baba said that what you think it happened, what you think it happened, what you think it happened. If we start to think about golden age, it will come soon. But I think the worldly people don't know when it will come. And the Brahmin also in question mark that whether it will come or not. But I am telling with more than 100% confidence that it will come soon. And it not take long, it not take much time, because already confluence age work what Baba is doing is nearly more than, nearly, very near we are 8 years, and now only little few hours remaining, even we know that few year remaining, but within few hours remaining, then I think that we all will be in that action. And it is not a dream or it is not a blind faith, but to create that vision is a reality. And we need to start it, because before 8 years ago when Baba came, Baba told us this. But I think we Brahmin forgetting, you know, we remember soul, we remember Baba, we remember service, we remember planning, we remember conferences, we remember everything, eating, sleeping, everything. All this effort, Amrut Vela or Mulli class, everything we remember, and we're doing it. But I think very rare Brahmin are remembering to remember golden age. That is just my thinking. Very rare Brahmin talk about golden age. And this is the time that all the Brahmin families should talk about golden age. And that's why in Nairobi we have created a wonderful one room where we have created that golden age. It's not just like a place of devotion, but people coming there, and people, you know, we have put the Lakshmi and Narayan the way in different corner, and we have cut the face, and we have connected it with the hinges. So if someone want to put their face in that hole, they can put their face, and they can take their photograph. So within a minute, they have their photograph with the Lakshmi or the Narayan. And then again that face come back again in that picture. So normally it look like a Lakshmi, full Lakshmi and Narayan, but if someone want to take their photograph, they can take that photograph also. So, you know, already here in Nairobi, the Brahmin family, the new people, the visitor, whoever coming, we're taking them in that room to take the photograph and to get that vision. So I think we need to create this atmosphere, and we have a big expo here in a big shopping mall where international old Baba's children coming, and we are arranging 41 stall, and one of the attractive and big size stall is the Golden Age stall, where people will come and we will put them to take the photograph, and they will go with their photo like a Lakshmi or like a Narayan. But like, you know, it's not, we're not writing name Lakshmi or Narayan, but we're writing nothing, just is Golden Age and our divine future, our royal future, our perfect future. So that atmosphere already we have in our center, and now we are giving that in every day, you know, for 1 month, every day, 30 times, one minute it coming in. So 30 minutes, you can imagine 30 times, one minute, it coming on the 5 channel in Kenya about our expo, and in that this Golden Age Lakshmi Narayan also coming, and all this wonderful thing coming, and you know, you wonderful. See that we need to give this wonderful vision and to create that atmosphere, so thousand and thousand people will come to see this, and that atmosphere will create. So I think we are the one who have to create that seeing into being, to give experience to people. And just I believe that I have no question mark when it will come and how it will come. I want to experience Golden Age now, because Baba is with us, and it's more happiness now of Golden Age.
Thank you. It's a lovely preview of Golden Age coming with you, Vedanti Ben. So until we come to see you in Nairobi and have that experience, can you take us into a short experience of Golden Age on a form of a little meditation commentary, just for a few minutes? Just lets us close this meeting with a few words from you where you take us into that experience of Golden Age.
Om Shanti. I'm lucky. I got a wonderful chance to get the true knowledge of the Self, of the Supreme, and of the world drama. Now this soul knows very well that the end of Iron Age and this world drama is finishing the last moment, and within a few years the Golden Age will come. I don't want to wait for to come the Golden Age. I want to experience this wonderful Golden Age now. Of course, this Golden Age is very, very near to my eyes. I can see it. I can experience it. I can enjoy it. As a soul, is a perfect in all virtue and quality. My soul is very near to my destiny. I have already reached to my goal. I'm a prince in a big palace with my parent, king and queen. I have a wonderful, wonderful place to stay. From my room I can see a wonderful unlimited garden, variety flowers, variety birds are singing like a song, making a wonderful, wonderful noise. A big mountain near the palace, and the wonderful water coming down with the fragrance. This is the natural place to take bath. Oh, so many dresses around me to wear it, but very light dresses. So many servers around me who is helping me. I can see this wonderful small plane for me. I can use it, I can fly. Oh, in this big, wonderful garden, some of my friends there, I can enjoy playing with them. Let's dance together. Let's sing together. Let's joy together. This is a wonderful, wonderful gathering of all the people of the kingdom. My parents are there. I can learn from them how they're looking after the kingdom, how they make people happy. This is a wonderful golden age. All around, happiness, weather is good, vibration good. Let me enjoy this experience of golden age for long and long and long time. Thanks, Baba. You are giving this wonderful experience in this conference series. Baba, I'll remember you, but I'll keep this experience all the time with me and I will share with others. And I will use the time of conference age worthwhile way. And I will give experience to so many Baba's Brahmin children and the worldly people that how we can be seen into being. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Sister Vedanti, and thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, brother.